This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 2 to 4. We're continuing our series on In His Presence. Yesterday we were looking at the beautiful story of the prodigal son and what it must have felt like for him to be restored, to have the shame of his past removed, to be embraced by the Father, to have sandals on his feet, ring his finger, and to be clothed in a fine garment again, and to be celebrated, to have a party. And so the party began. I like what it says in the New Living Bible. So the party began. Did you know that there's a party in heaven when you give your life to Jesus Christ? For every sinner who gives their life to Christ, the Bible says that the angels of heaven rejoice. Jeremiah 31, 2-4, thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness, Israel, when I went to give him rest. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin of Israel. The people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. And again, you may feel like you're in a wilderness, but you can find grace. You know, the prodigal was in a wilderness when he was lying there with the pigs, starving, cold, hungry, clothed in rags. That was a dark time, but you know what? He found grace in the wilderness when he decided to humble himself before his Father and return. Again, how did it feel to know that he had been forgiven by the Father, that he had been restored, to know that even though he had nothing to offer his Father but his sin and failure, and yet he was accepted by his Father, and yet in the same way for us, we had nothing to offer God, and yet he accepted us anyway. And this is what we find through Jesus Christ our Lord. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And this is the glory of the new creation, is that God has made us new. Our past no longer exists, and our past no longer has power to determine our future. And verse 18, but all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And so just as God has reconciled us to him, he has now entrusted us with the message, and he has called us to be ministers of reconciliation. So that is our calling. We're called to reach out to a lost and a broken world and bring them to the place where they can become reconciled with God too, by sharing the gospel message. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. What a glorious promise, that we are called ambassadors of Christ, ministers of righteousness, ministers of reconciliation. It was grace that found us in the muck and filth of our sin and shame. And yet still our Father graciously loved and forgave us, embracing us as his precious sons and daughters, restoring us to his favor and welcoming us into his presence. In light of this, how could we ever be proud? We can only be grateful and thankful. How can our hearts not burn for him in light of all that he has done for us? And so, again, we must remind ourselves of this fact, that we were made by God and for God. You know, all of mankind is desperately seeking for something they can't even describe, something that's almost beyond our grasp, something that at times seems so close and yet remains so far. We know it's not something, it's someone, it's Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, so many are seeking for this something they can't describe in all the wrong places. Alcohol, drugs, career, possessions, relationships, fame, power, influence. The list just goes on and on. And yet the irony is that no matter how much they accumulate or accomplish, irrespective of how many trinkets or awards they collect or how many places they go or things they see or things they do, happiness and satisfaction that they desperately seek remains as elusive as ever. People take many pathways in life in the pursuit of happiness and fulfillment, but ultimately, these pathways always terminate in sin, pain, disappointment, and disillusionment, because what everyone is looking for, whether they actually realize it or not, is God. No one or no thing can take his place. We were made by God and for God, and we must therefore learn to cultivate his presence in our daily lives, for we were made to walk in his presence, to hear his voice, and to do his will. Knowledge is good, but knowledge without experience is incomplete, for It's just theory. That's why the Bible says, taste and see the Lord is good, Psalm 34, verse 8. 1 Corinthians 8:1, now about food sacrificed to idols, we know that all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up, while love builds up. The New Living. But while knowledge makes us feel important, it is love that strengthens the church. Knowledge of the Bible is good, but knowledge of God is far, far better. And now, I appreciate you cannot truly know God without knowing His Word, but the fact is the Pharisees had extensive knowledge of the Bible, but still they didn't recognize God, even when He was standing right there in front of them. Habakkuk 2:14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The New Living Version. For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? That we can have an awareness of the glory of the Lord. I want to walk in the awareness of God's glory and of God's presence all the days of my life. I think life is too short to live without a sense of His presence, without having His touch on our lives. And so in these end days, a church will arise that is concerned only with the glory of the Lord and only with doing His will. A church that walks in the awareness of His presence. Judges chapter 16 and 20, 21. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. He awoke from his sleep and said, I'll go out as at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. And the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza, bound him with bronze shackles, and he ground at the mill in the prison. You know, this is the tragedy when you consider everything that Samson experienced, because this is the danger of playing with sin, is that we can become desensitized. And this is what happened to Samson. He became desensitized to his sin. The Bible says in an earlier chapter, it says he saw a harlot and he went into her. He was just led by the flesh. If it looked good, if it felt good, if it tasted good, he just went for it. And with no regard for whether or not it was right or wrong. And because he became desensitized to the voice of God, he ended up becoming disorientated and deceived. And eventually the enemy moved in for the kill. And sadly, Samson didn't even know the Spirit of God had departed from him. It says, but he did not know the Lord had left him. Do you know that you can continue in your sin to the point where you've so insisted on continuing in your sin that you start to become deaf to the voice of God, that you become insensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit? And that's such a dangerous place to be. And you know, none of us are beyond going to that place. And this is why we need to walk in humility. Sadly, Samson didn't even know the Spirit of God had departed from him. And I wonder, if God didn't turn up in our services sometimes, would we even notice it? And it's sobering. Are we aware of His presence? Are we hungry for His presence? Are we doing more than simply just singing songs and having a good time? But truly, are we seeking the presence of God? Because 2 hours on a Sunday will make no difference if we don't walk in His presence on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It has to become a lifestyle. Ephesians 5:27, He did this to present her to Himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she'll be holy and without fault. We're called by God to be a glorious church. That is a church that walks and lives in His holy presence and reveals it to a broken world. Because unfortunately, at times, I think the church has concealed His presence rather than revealed His presence. But we can't give what we don't have. We can't offer what we don't walk in. We can't bring others where we're not willing to go ourselves. You see, our Father loves us and He wants us to walk in His presence. You know, we saw how the prodigal son was welcomed back into the arms of his father in spite of how he had failed. He found love and forgiveness in the presence of his father. And you can find love and forgiveness in the presence of your father. And again, you may be listening and you may be full of shame or condemnation. You may feel like that you could never overcome your past. And, you know, many believers live with a constant feeling of not measuring up, a constant feeling of inadequacy, of shame, of condemnation. But, you know, the Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You see, we find love, we find forgiveness, we find restoration, we find peace. We find reconciliation in the presence of our Father through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so today, I just want to pray for every person listening, Lord. I know there's people maybe that they're in a dark place. They may feel lonely. They may feel afraid. They may be discouraged because maybe everything is going wrong in their lives. They may be in debt or addiction or dysfunction, or maybe their marriage is after falling apart, or they got children that are away from God. I don't know what's going on, but I know You do, Lord. You see them. They're not forgotten. You're with them. You love them. And I just pray that you're going to bring restoration as only you can bring. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, minister your peace. Minister your shalom to them. Let them know they are loved, that you're with them, that you're Emmanuel, God, with us, that they're not alone. That Lord, even as they lift their hands right now, Lord God, and just as they look to heaven and to home, just like the prodigal son, he was in a dark place, but he turned to you and you turned everything around. And I pray you will turn everything around in the lives of those who are listening today, in Jesus' precious name. Let them know they're loved. Let them know they're not alone. Bring breakthrough, bring healing, bring deliverance, bring provision, bring direction. Bring encouragement. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow as we continue our series on In His Presence, right here on UCBR. God bless you.